You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
And welcome to What's Cooking in the 321. We're in the Cocoa. I always want to say Cocoa Village, Danny. We got Danny, our station manager here. It's not Cocoa Village. We're in Cocoa. Is this Cocoa? It's Cocoa. Cocoa. It's Cocoa. It's a beautiful Tuesday, though. And let me tell you, I know you guys, I maybe bore you, but I can't imagine how an orchestra could ever bore anybody. But I have Maestro Mark in the studio with me today, and I love having you here. Welcome back, Mark.
Oh, it's always great to be here. This needs to be an everything before a concert. The Tuesday before every concert,
we're
I'm going to be here with you all the time. I promise.
You and I talk for hours.
Right.
Like we can't fill an hour.
And I'm the one who texted you and said, hey, we're on for tomorrow.
Of course we are. Of course we are. So let's just talk about the orchestra. First of all, hi, everybody, and welcome in to What's Cooking in the 321. Thanks for tuning in today. Please, if you don't have it in front of you, because I'm going to be giving away some tickets to things today. So make sure you have the 321-437-1567. That is Paradise Center City Bistro, What's Cooking in the 321's business line. But that's where you text. You can text questions. I do look at them through the air. You can also put, hey, I'm listening and I want those tickets that you just said to give away. So it's a good number to just have hanging on your bathroom wall. So while you're sitting in there listening to us,
yeah. In the bathroom. What are you saying?
I always say, who's listening? Who's listening? Where are you sitting? You know, when they text, I'm listening. Where are you at? What are you wearing? You know, you never know what I might text back.
Well, somebody always asks me, what's your phone number, Mark? I say, just look on the bathroom wall. Just stay with all the other numbers.
Look on the bathroom wall. Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody out there and everybody in the studio here. So it's no secret, people out there, you might think it's lame. Oh, an orchestra. I'm here to tell you the orchestra is not what people think. Mark, am I right?
No, not this orchestra.
No,
a community orchestra with all the quirkiness of your next door neighbor or the person down the street.
And it's so
fun. Great musicians. And we're all about engaging with the audience and changing the experience. It's not where you go and sit and listen to concerts where everyone has the same white color hair.
Oh, no. I mean,
it's amazing.
We've got little ones.
We've got little ones in the aisles dancing. We've got everything in between.
Yeah. Yes.
It's just been wonderful. The transformation of the orchestra just in this last 5 or 6 years.
And we together in this past year, I think we've taken it. We've tripled everything. I mean, it's just amazing. So just so people know, this is not your ordinary orchestra, okay? It is not. This is like sometimes a murder mystery show, and we're going to talk about what's coming up this week, but I want to tell everybody where it's at first. This is at the Melbourne Auditorium. Mm-hmm. Now you do play other venues.
We hard to find one that's big enough. Actually, the smaller groups have played venues. Our string quartet has played for Dance Preludes concerts. The brass quintet's going to be playing on the 14th over at the Pizza Gallery in Vieira.
Oh, wow. Oh, now, see, I can't even picture.
Pizza Gallery is going to do a fundraiser for us. If you go in and you mention Pizza with a Purpose, 10% of your check will go back to the Melbourne Community Orchestra.
So you guys put that, what date is that again, Mark?
The 14th.
On the 14th of May.
Yeah.
Pizza Gallery in Vieira.
And I want to say it's from 6 to 8:30, time frame in their dinner
time. And is
that
on your Facebook or anything?
It is already. And it'll be talked about at the concert also.
Okay.
With people who are a lot smarter than me and know more about it.
That would put both of us. This is on Wednesday and Thursday of this week. It's the Orcs, and I'm going to tell you, and I'm not just saying this because I used to say the gun show. I say that down low. The gun show used to be my favorite show. Okay, I still love the gun show. Everybody involved in the gun show, I know all your names. I know what you eat. I love you all, but I have to tell you, and I'm not just saying this, Mark. The orchestra is my favorite event of the month. It truly is. I'm getting to know everybody. We're bringing new people in of all ages. Everybody's happy.
But doesn't it feel like family?
Yes.
I mean, I try to make my way over to the bistro, like, after the first half. I can't even wade through the crowds with people saying, hi, this is my first time at the concert. Or, hi, I love this. Hi, I brought my grandchildren. Hi, I brought my grandfather.
Yes.
I mean, just it's just amazing.
It is a friendly, friendly crowd, and I love that, of all ages.
Right.
I mean, all ages. And, of course, we're drinking.
Oh, yes,
we're eating. We're drinking. Danny, you know you can show up early and get a great burger.
Absolutely.
I think I have the best. You know, I'm going to talk about that later because we have a burger at Wickham Park. I am going to talk about it later because I think I have the best burger. I have to do it this year.
Well, how about them tacos, though?
Has shrimp ceviche tacos?
She serves unbelievable food. I don't know what you do, and there are other venues there, but just the food that you do, and people just come out and go,
and we try
wow,
to do it different for you,
right?
Though.
It's like, wow, I didn't know I could get this. I thought I could just get a hot dog. Like, oh no, this is stuff that happens here.
Not your ordinary orchestra, not your ordinary concession. That's my new.
See, I don't even think that's right.
I'm
going to
have T-shirts that
no,
say that. You know, because last time I did shrimp ceviche tacos. They went over really well. And I'm going to keep trying to do something. Now, this week, you know, I am leaving for Detroit. I'm not going to be
very
with
sad.
You guys
I'm gonna
on
start
Thursday.
Crying. Don't make me cry now.
My niece, Jaja's getting married, and that's going to be, it's going to be a tearjerker on Friday night there. I get to watch my brother do that whole father-daughter dance. He's picked out some great music. And so I'm going to be in Detroit. You know, he probably didn't need them. I don't know. But
that's what fathers are doing now. You know, they're taking these dance classes to work with their daughters.
So, and you know, I do a lot of weddings and a lot of these quinceañeras and these kind of things. And I love now because the father and daughter dance is becoming, they come out and they're doing the slow thing. And then all of a sudden that big old hoop comes off and they're doing like Baby Got Back. It's a brick house. It's crazy. And they're dancing synchronized. Like, you know, they had practiced that for the last 2 months. And I love it. It's just fun and exciting. So I'm going to be in Detroit. I'm going to hopefully hear some good music. You know, Detroit's full of great music, not just Motown. There's some great jazz clubs there. And
lots of great R&B, though. I think.
Yes. Absolutely. And have you been to Detroit?
In and out a couple of times, but I mean, growing up, Motown is all in inner Jersey City. That's all we listen to. You can't ask me, you know.
Okay.
So the Beatles came out when you were a kid. I'm like, who are they? Because I was, you know, I was listening to Motown.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we did.
I grew up, spent, you know, the first part of my life in just outside of Detroit. You know, my mother's family was Canadian, so we were close to the border there, 22 miles from the border, but. There's a lot of Detroit is music-wise and food-wise. You know, you want Mexican food, go to Mexican Village. It's Mexican music. Hamtramck's Polish
nice.
Music. You have Greek Town, one of the biggest Greek towns, and big casino down there. It's actually quite nice. People, you know, there's all them shirts that say, you know, Detroit where the weak are killed and eaten. But I got to tell you, downtown is just beautiful. There's a beach in the middle of the street there. It's so I'm looking forward to coming back. Anybody, I know I've got a lot of Michigan listeners, and I'm coming home for a minute, even though this really is home. But I pretend that that's home. So I'm coming home to see you guys.
I had some family in Dearborn.
Dearborn, Michigan, family. The wedding I'm going to, I have to tell you, it's a Chaldean wedding, which is Christian Arabs.
Okay.
So there's going to be a lot of people there from Dearborn.
There you go.
Because that is. That's truly, people might not know it, but that is the biggest, I think, in the whole United States, concentration of Arab
yes.
people. So my niece is half Arab. So So it's going to be a Jordanian and Chaldean wedding.
That's exciting.
It is exciting. It's exciting, and we're going to go, and we're going to hear some great music. And let's talk about music here, though. Let's, first of all, can you give us a the secrets of what's happening tomorrow and Thursday?
Okay, so, yeah.
And first of all, it's at the Melbourne Auditorium.
At the Melbourne Auditorium, 7 o'clock. There's a pre-show about 6:20.
So doors are going to open at 6?
Doors will be open at 6.
Okay, so yes. I can start feeding you guys at 6. And
yeah, so there'll be a brass quintet doing a pre-show. And then at 7 will be Dead Men Tell No Tales.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
I love it, yeah.
I love it. You know, and we're going to have our favorite guy back with you.
Oh, for sure. Well, let me give you the whole background. I got to tell you, my significant other just writes tremendous stories. And Noelle is an accomplished author. And in addition to working her job, she's also general manager of Principal Flute. Well, she wrote the script for this. And there's a lot of Captain Jack Sparrow from the Pirates of the Caribbean idea. And we have the real Captain Jack Sparrow, Alfie Silva, who's,
Alfie Silva's so funny, a
Brevard County resident, the man of a thousand voices, the human jukebox. He's got all these nicknames. He just did a show, I want to say, in Tennessee about a month ago. A couple of weeks ago, he was at Mar-a-Lago.
Wow.
Doing a show.
Huh.
So he just does all sorts of things. His Johnny Depp is to die for. Johnny Depp,
and
is,
he's so funny anyway.
Oh, as Captain
Jack
Sparrow.
So this is going to be great.
Yeah, and I don't want to age myself, but he's a former student.
So for those that don't know, tell everybody who Mark is. Maestro Mark. Give him this.
Oh, doesn't everybody know me?
Yeah, they should by now, but just for that one that's missed it, let's tell everybody.
Originally from the New York metropolitan area. Got down here in 83, and I was the instrumental music director at Rockledge High School for a while, and then made the move to Satellite High School, where I was at Satellite for almost 30 years, doing 3 bands, 3 orchestras, 3 jazz bands, for the Brevard County and for the state of Florida. I pioneered the American Musical Theater program, which is now in all the high schools. There's an American Musical Theater class.
Good for you, Mark.
So I did that because, it's another love of mine, theater. In addition to be a trumpet player, I sing. And during that time, my master's degree I got at Trenton State University while I was still in New Jersey, and then I did my doctoral work at Boston University.
Okay.
And sort of retired, but doesn't feel like retired. I'm in a lot of different rooms across the state, helping with orchestras and bands, doing clinic work.
And see,
doing
you
a
still
lot of
love
judging.
It.
I can, oh my
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah, you still love it. I wish I could say I still love cooking. I don't.
Well, I had a conversation recently with someone, actually with Noelle's family, and we were just talking about work and stuff. And I said, I couldn't wait to get up on Monday mornings. And everyone looked at me like, what do you mean? I loved going to work every day. I loved teaching music, working with students.
See, that's awesome.
I love making music.
And that's why you've had such a successful, the kids come out actually knowing about music.
And it's interesting, when this is my 7th year with now the Melbourne Community Orchestra, there's about 30 members when I first got there, and I realized right away, as a community orchestra, there's a wide range of talent and a wide range of ages. I mean, right now, we have a 14-year-old all-state violin player. We have an 86-year-old oboe player.
Mark, how many of them are your students, fellow students? Do they come and try out?
Most of my former students are actually all over the country in roles that I was in.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, but the children of some of the people I had are now with me. So it's just been amazing. But I realized right away, this is not the type of orchestra where they're each getting paid. So you put the music in front of them and they can play. No, it's a teaching opportunity for me to continue
what
I do.
Cool. Yeah.
So I feel like I'm teaching, and I love it. And the orchestra, I mean, we have people in and out because of snowbirds and things like that. At our strongest, we're almost 80 members, and about 70 for this concert from, like I said, 30 or 35, 5 years ago. And the quality of what they're doing is just wonderful.
You know, you had something, you might have had it before, but this first time I noticed it. The bell things. You had some guys playing on the left side of the stage. What was that?
We've got some musicians, actually. They're percussionists from O'Galley High School that approached me and said, hey, can we play with the orchestra? And so, I mean, they've just changed the whole makeup of that ensemble.
It was very cool.
So we're always looking for, you know, what group wants to do the pre-concert and the drummer.
So it's not the same people.
No, well, for the pre-concert, no, it could be our brass, it could be our woodwind, it could be our strings. So when we talked about that.
Because I'm cooking during that time.
Right,
so I sort of
who's
going
to do it this time?
That.
And one of the percussion members said, hey, we're ready to do something. And we sort of previewed it. And they brought two marimbas and a xylophone they brought from O'Galley High School in addition to the equipment that we have.
See, these things were cool, though. They added a different sound, and it was cool.
Right.
I loved
these,
it.
Definitely.
These
yeah.
marimbas being played
That's
and vibraphones
I mean.
Before the show, and these kids play great.
Not your ordinary orchestra.
No, it's not.
That
by
we
any,
need T-shirts that say
any,
that.
By any stretch. And so last year, our May mystery was like the game of Clue. There were some members of the orchestra that committed a crime,
That's one
and
of
you
my
had
favorite
to figure out what to do.
That was.
And Alfie was like almost like an Inspector Columbo character,
yes.
you know, checking us
and
out.
And he did. He looked like Peter Falk.
Yeah, absolutely.
He had the whole hat. Were you there, Danny, for that?
No, I wasn't
oh
there
my
for
gosh,
that one.
You missed it. That was so
but
funny.
I will be there for
a
this one.
A body hit the stage like bricks. Just boom. I mean, everybody in the place sort of jumped out of their seats.
Well,
and it was definitely the murder mystery thing.
We had dress rehearsal on Sunday night, and Alfie showed up in his dread Captain Jack Sparrow wig with gold caps on his teeth.
Oh,
I mean,
this is hilarious.
I mean, it's just hilarious. We're going to be looking for, they're looking for Davy Jones' lost treasure. Captain Hook. Captain Hook will
Davy
be there.
Davy Jones like the monkeys, Davy Jones?
No, not that one. there's a scroll involved and a secret in a bottle.
This is cool.
Paxton Bearfield. Noel's son is actually going to be Mr. Gibbs, the sort of sidekick that's Mr. Gibbs, go find me a crew. And I mean, it's we're gonna be including the audience. I can't tell you how many people from the audience are already contacting me saying we're coming in pirate costumes. I said, well, heck yeah, you should. The people who do the sound for us. He texted me the other day. He says, Mark, we're wearing costumes unless you tell us otherwise. I said, oh no, you come with those costumes. the orchestra is gonna be wearing costumes.
That's
There's
so
members
cool.
of the orchestra that have lines in this show. Like I said ahead of time, spoiler alert, you have never been or seen a concert where the conductor leaves the podium while the group is playing and engages in a sword fight. Come Wednesday or Thursday and see if that happens.
There
you're
you go.
You're coming.
Come and check that out. And of course,
see, that's what I'm saying. This is not like when people think of orchestra, because, you know, I'm over at the King Center also. I'm also at Eastern Florida State College. And the orchestra over there, it's sit down, get in your seat, and you're going to hear some nice,
wonderful music.
Orchestra mucus. This is a show. This is fun. And I'm there doing burgers. What could be better?
And even when it's not a main mystery, I mean, I'm always turning around and engaging with the audience. I love that I know the music. Yeah.
Because I'm not, although I've told you many times, my favorite is piano. I could listen to the piano being played all the time, but I still love top 40 music being played by an orchestra. I loved MTV back in the day, MTV Unplugged, where they would take Bon Jovi or Def Leppard and put the orchestra behind them, and they'd be sitting down now with acoustics instead of heavy metal. I loved it, still love it. And so not your ordinary orchestra.
Not to turn this into an announcement, I mean, it's financially, I mean, the orchestra is putting out money to do these things, the rent costumes, and when we do something with a piano player, it costs us $1,000 for the piano.
I know.
And we're getting that great price because Atlantic Music, there's a connection there. Brian Gatchel owns that, and his three sons are in my group.
I think we should get one and just have it in there.
Right.
We need to find some.
Except that they turn the air off, and then, I mean, we'd be.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it would take a beating just with the temperature changes in there.
But I do. I love when you guys bring that big piano in. It's my favorite.
I know. It's wonderful, isn't it?
I know. Yes, it is definitely my favorite. And I don't think people if you haven't been to anything at the Melbourne Auditorium, here's your opportunity. This is a free concert, by the way. It is free. They run on donations. We're going to talk about that too, because we want to make sure we're not just, we're not on this radio to get donations for the orchestra, but we want to absolutely share with you what a great opportunity it is to get involved with the orchestra and to make that donation. Not, you know,
our VIP lounge that you help us
VIP,
out with.
VIP, I put some hors d'oeuvres out, and I love that it's chef's choice. He just says, Kim, anything you want. We put out a weird colored mimosa.
It's wonderful.
Whatever, you know, I call it Laguna Beach water. I look at the water coming over the bridge, and I try to match it every week, and sometimes it's pretty green. But tasty.
Oh, those
tasty
hors d'oeuvres that you put together. Oh, my
homemade
God.
Homemade spumoni ice cream.
To die for. Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
So these are ways you can meet new people, meet the band. You get to meet and greet with the band and have a few hors d'oeuvres and then go back. And the one thing, this is what I love. Mark does something for me that no other person does. If I have a line, he'll get on the mic and go, don't take your time. We're going to give you all time to get your food, and then we'll start again. It's not like look at your watch and go, all right, everybody get out of line, go sit down. It's like, no. We're all in this together.
And we're saying even before the first half is over, hey, don't forget to check up. Go say hi to Kim over there.
Oh, yeah. It's great. You know, our phones are blowing up.
Really?
And I love that. And that's a beautiful thing, Mark. So, you know, not your ordinary orchestra and not your ordinary concession is
like us on Facebook. There are people that are contacting us from different countries. Noelle does all the Facebook and the social media, and she put a little clip on Instagram. We got something like 900,000 hits on
Isn't that something?
And but yet,
I remember, yeah.
People in Brevard County will say, we have a community orchestra. And I'm like, well,
yeah,
somebody from Nigeria knew.
So let's tell everybody right now, even if they're sitting at their desks and whatever, and it's so easy to Google. My gosh, I can Google in my new car here now, and it comes up on my screen. So the best way to get the info, what's happening with the orchestra is it Facebook?
Facebook is, or Instagram, but Facebook is the biggest one right now. Melbourne Community Orchestra.
So
everything
you would just
that we
go
do is
to
on there.
Melbourne Community Orchestra on Facebook. Grab the page with some cool pictures on there.
Yep, and just hit like us, too.
And hit like. You know, I'm bad. They kicked me off. What's cooking in the 321? Okay, I'm in a little bit of Facebook jail because I like to say things I shouldn't say.
Okay.
But you can look at the Kim Meredith. I don't mind giving out my personal, because you guys have been finding me on there, and it's all good. And our ratings are doing well. We're doing good here at the station, so I know everybody's listening.
Well, your phone's blowing up. What's going on
there?
The
phone's blowing up. Yeah, people are, where's it? I love when somebody says, where is this again? It's at the Melbourne.
On Hibiscus.
On Hibiscus.
Across from the Holmes Hospital, right?
Yep. And there is free parking.
Yep.
You don't have to pay for parking. And it's good parking. It's easy parking. Mm-hmm. There's no place too far to walk to the door. Everything's sort of, if you have not ever been into the Melbourne Auditorium, now's the time to come because it's free.
Right.
You can come in, you can get a beer, you can get, you know what, I've even got
weird kinds of IPAs. Right.
We're mixing drinks. It is full bar, full concession, burgers, chicken sandwiches, hot dogs.
My brother-in-law and sister are VIP donors from out of state.
Okay.
And when they come in, they're amazed at what you have. I mean, they're from the New York City area. They're amazed at what you have
See?
Over the bistro.
Not your ordinary concession.
I can get a mixed drink here. I can get a draft
Heck
beer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm there, we're drinking. I'm going to take up drinking. I think I've drank more in the last 2 months than I have in 5 years. Don't know why. Because I'm dating you guys. I am dating.
There it is.
I'm dating.
She's on the there scene again.
I'm on the prowl. I'm on the scene. That's right.
Wow.
Life's good right now, and I'm enjoying life. I had a lot of heartbreak, with deaths and stuff, and I'm enjoying life.
Good for you.
Life's great right now. So let me ask you, what's it take to be a VIP?
It's a $300 donation for the year.
For
the season.
And I'm sure this is 100% tax deductible because you're a non-for-profit.
Yes, it is. Yes, it all is.
You probably think I'm cheap that I haven't gave you that.
No, stop. And then you'll get special notifications when concerts are coming up. You go on a VIP list and you'll get emails and information from us if you choose to.
And you get that free champagne and hors d'oeuvres.
And the hors d'oeuvres. And the cool thing is, it's amazing because I'm meeting people from all over. just met a gentleman the last concert. He said, "Oh, I'm from New Jersey. I played in the All-State Orchestra in New Jersey." I said, "I'm from New Jersey." I said, "When did you play in the All-State Orchestra?" He said, 1964.
We're not that old.
And I was like,
"We're not that old."
No, that, I was like, "Oh." But he came to the concert. He was on vacation, came down here and heard about us, came to the concert. How cool,
see,
right?
That's cool. You just sounded like this will show our age too. Do you remember Joe Piscopo, Steve Martin, when they used to do this on Saturday Night Live? I'm from Jersey. You from Jersey?
Jersey.
I'm from Jersey. I love that. So I was showing my age last night. We were talking about something. I said I got married in 1981, and the person that I'm going out with said, "You know what year I was born?" 71. And I said, "Ooh, shoot. Shouldn't have said that."
You cougar, you. Wow.
It's
you
all good,
cougar,
Mark.
You.
Wait, you're
wow.
a cougar. You're a cougar.
Yeah,
wait,
yeah.
We're both. You're a
yeah,
cougar.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
That's right. We're having fun, Mark. I can
absolutely.
Tell. Life's good right now. Listen, we've got some stuff going on in town.
Let me know.
Over at the Melbourne Auditorium, which, you know, that's me. So they're doing a Melbourne's Mega Rummage Sale on Saturday, May 11th. From 8 to 1 p.m. This is going to be, I always say it's a rummage sale, but there's a lot of different shops in there, too, that have places. I know sometimes there's some controversies. This is a rummage sale, you know, but you don't want it to all be like a garage sale. Some of them are cute little shops mm-hmm. in our town, or people that have, and this is a big controversy in this town because people are doing food that are not licensed, insured, inspected.
Oh
it falls under that cottage law. Where anybody can cook something in their home, they can go to a flea market and they can sell it. But you cannot come to, like, the auditorium, even let's just say the gun show. You cannot come to the gun show unless you are licensed and inspected. And there's a candy company that comes in and they have to cook out of a commissary. And right now there's so many people on Facebook that are actually talking about, hey, we're having an event. Or, hey, I'm cooking in this person's home. We're doing, cookies here. And they are not inspected, licensed. They don't pay taxes. They don't pay sales taxes. And I say, you guys should really nip it in the bud or go get your licenses and that. But this is an event that anybody can be at.
Right.
So you will see a lot of, I know Dana's Cookies, who is a fabulous cookie in town. She's going to be there selling her cookies. And she's one that is. She's working towards getting that commissary and being inspected. And she has a better than average cookie out there. I think it's one of the best that's sold at these flea markets and stuff and farmers markets. Because with a cottage law, that's the only place you can sell it is a farmer's market.
I was wondering how that works because you'll go to these flea markets and you'll see people set up. There's a farmer's market in Satellite Beach on Thursdays.
There is. And you, anybody and their brother can sell anything there. But when you come into, like, for instance, if they're selling a ticket to get into an event, you are no longer a flea market or a rummage sale. And you cannot come in there unless you're inspected, licensed, and most of all, unless you pay taxes. Mm-hmm. If you're taking one dime or one dime's coming in as a ticket, it's a whole different game. So
if
I'm looking at
one dime's coming in, 9 cents goes back.
That's
to
right.
Is that what it is?
That's exactly right. We all know that. But so the flea market is, I sort of sit back because, you know, it's lots of food and different stuff in my place where I do food and beverage. And it's the one day of the year that I do, you know, anybody can come in because I always have that right of refusal with food.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly liquor's always me, but because my license hangs on the wall. But so there'll be lots of cute things there. And so for Patty at the auditorium, make sure you come in and say hi to everybody. They've worked hard to put this together. I don't know if there's any tables still available, but they were only $20. So that's a cheap table. So that allows anybody who, even if you wanted to clean your garage, to come out to. How about you? You got anything happening other than your orchestra that you're going to? You've been eating at any great restaurants lately?
You know something? I've been so buried with stuff. You know, it's preparing for these concerts, and guess what? I'm also preparing for next season because on Saturday I have a music committee meeting, and I've got to present to them, here's the whole series for next year's, for the 2024-25 season.
And Mark, tell everybody too, because I don't think they understand the music. Like, you can't just play music in restaurants. People who think you walk in and, you know, Mark and I have been trying to find time because we're going to be going to restaurants.
We're
going to be dining out. We're going to be checking out the indoor music, whether it be a live band that's playing in there. But what I really want to review is the background music, because you can go, let's just say, you know, you're dating, you really want to get to know that person, and now you get into a place that is so loud, you can't hear each other.
Right.
It wrecks your dinner. So even if the food's great, you're still leaving. You're going to eat and run.
Or,
so it's really important, this background music.
Or being in a classic Italian restaurant and hearing reggae music.
I know.
It does,
what is
you know,
that
it does,
all
it does
about?
Not, right?
What is that go. All about?
You know, so we, you know, let's get together here.
Yes.
Let's match us up. And, you know, we're going to check out food and music. And
so my top choice so far is Scott's on Fifth.
Okay.
I love, he does, every day he sits and does a mix for himself. And it's music, again, like Top 40, but somebody else playing it.
Right.
You know, it's stripped down, and maybe it's acoustic this time, or maybe it's just on piano instead of guitar. And but we know the songs.
Right.
You know, they're familiar. It's at the great, perfect volume, which is important.
Absolutely.
Even when you play, I'm sure that's important. I mean, yeah. You guys practice, and you're turning it up, turning it down. You're making
right.
sure that even
sure.
though you're playing instruments, that it's pleasing. And we're still getting people blowing up our phones, Mark. What's up with that? Me and you, we're definitely going to do this the Tuesday before every orchestra show.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to give everybody preview. I might even come up with some great special and talk about food that you're going to have at the
That'd
orchestra.
Be cool.
Danny, what would you like to see to eat at the orchestra? Now, you've been a guest at the orchestra, so let's just discuss that. Do you need food that you have to hold in your hand? Or because you sometimes eat at the tables beforehand.
Yeah, we eat at the tables, you know, before the concert. We'd like to try to get there beforehand.
And you're going to like this, Danny, because we're putting, I took some tables out of my old Hurricane Grill.
Mm-hmm.
They look like hurricanes on top. They're nice, but they're the pedestal. We're going to be making that section. We're going to put market lights up.
Oh.
We're going to make it look more restaurant-y. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be more
That's
inviting.
Cool.
So you can come and have a nice dinner. You know, and you might have to still walk up to the top. But maybe somebody bring that plate over to you or something after you order. But we are going to make it feel a little nicer for the night.
That's great.
So, yeah.
Great idea.
So we've got that happening real soon. By next time,
okay.
We'll have that in and on. Also, we're putting up some TVs so that we show orchestra stuff on other events.
Oh,
yeah. We're in
nice.
This together.
Nice.
My partner, we're in
nice.
This together.
But see, what's good about your food?
Uh-huh.
You can take it to your seat.
See, that's what I'm saying. So we try to make it like handhelds.
Yes.
That you can, you know, we're wrapping your burger so you're not going to get,
exactly.
you know, stuff all over you, that you can take to your seat. I know people all the time are going, can I get popcorn? We hate that popcorn all over the floor. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have great guys working in there.
Oh, my God.
They don't mind cleaning it up.
Mike and Kevin are awesome.
Oh, my gosh. And John,
Orchestra loves them.
Yeah.
And they're so supportive of us whenever we're there.
And when anybody spills anything, boy, they're on it. So I love the new look at the at your nights, because you're on the floor now.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is a little different. We do have a huge stage. I don't know if you remember when some kid at some, like, prom or something pulled the...
Released the
fire thing, and the firewall came down. People don't realize that's a 1,000-pound wall.
Oh, it'll kill somebody if they're underneath
it. The only reason it didn't is because a speaker, a big old JBL speaker, was underneath it and caught that wall. Because had a kid been under there, truly, it would have been very, very dangerous.
Without a doubt.
So for the longest time, they said he couldn't get on stage. They got on the floor. You got on the floor with the music.
We got on the floor, and then we found that
the acoustics
are so much better. You know, I mean... Who knows whether this ever happened? I mean, if the auditorium could get to a point where they have some floating clouds above, they call them clouds, that are acoustic panels that are suspended, and it kicks the sound out. Because really, those white stand-up panels behind that stage don't do anything because everything goes up into the rafters.
Oh, good
and
to
of
know.
Course, and,
See,
and,
things
and
we
even,
didn't know. FYI.
I mean, even as lighting and stuff. I mean, so I went to Satellite High School to see Hello, Dolly this past weekend. The reason I was really...
Was it the kids?
The kids.
It was the kids, okay.
Well, the reason I was interested in it is 35 years ago, I directed Hello, Dolly at Satellite
Too
High School.
Funny.
And the girl who played Dolly
uh-huh.
is now the drama teacher at Satellite. Christy Morales.
We keep showing our age.
Christy,
God, these young people we're dating are going to leave us because we're
so
ancient,
I mean,
Mark.
So it's like,
be careful.
But you know something? It was the show was great, but I mean, Christy will always be my dolly. But the show was great, but the staging, the lighting, the sets in a real, that high school has a real auditorium, and their stage person is just amazing.
And my daughter went there to school, but
I mean, it's just
changes,
amazing.
Yeah.
You know, this part of the stage, boom, someone's singing light, different. I mean, that's what we don't have at the Melbourne Auditorium mm-hmm. that I would love to.
The lights?
The type of light. There are just strip lightings on the stage.
Okay.
And there's no acoustic panels to kick it out.
Because it's weird, because I thought we had good lighting, and the lighting is so important, because I'm going to tell you, I went to see Catherine McVie. It's basic. But I went to see Catherine McVie and David Foster at the King Center just a month ago. Mm-hmm. And the lighting mm-hmm. was so boring.
Oh, wow.
It was just like blue spots.
That's a shame.
On where they were. And I felt like it was so empty. So lighting's important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, with this whole stage thing, so when we had to go on the floor, I'm looking at eyes opening up and bright faces. They could hear the other people they're playing. When we're up on the stage, the people in the back couldn't even hear the strings.
Wow. So
the
this is from somebody who has no music talent at all. I'll still sing, but it's off key and tone deaf.
But sing loud, baby.
Yeah, I'd sing, and I change the words.
Why not?
I love to change the words.
Why not?
They sound sort of like.
I've been known to do that. Performing, I've been known to switch words.
That's right. Have you done it? See, I haven't done that to the person I'm dating with yet. They might really run when they hear how I sing, because I make up words. They already know I make up words.
You know something? It'll be adorable.
Just let it flow.
Listen, we do have a lot going on, though. Of course, Cinco de Mayo is May 5th, and that's a
Sunday.
Yes, that is a biggie downtown in our downtown area. But the first and second, here we are because I'm going down my list here. First and second, of course, is MCO. Maestro Mark Nelson is going to be at the Melbourne Auditorium. Again, the doors open at 6:15. 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Pre-show 6:15. Yes.
7 o'clock, the big show starts. It's going to be
Dead
awesome.
Dead Man Tell No Tales.
Dead Man, and you don't want to miss this. And you know what? Just try it. Even if you think you don't like orchestra, I want you to come out, come and eat, come and get it. Where can you get a burger for $8? Come on. Come
free
on out.
And free admission.
A $5 20-ounce beer. You know what I'm saying? Come out, have a beer, have a burger, have a soda, whatever. I think we're doing crumble cookies even.
See, we've got all this great music that helps tell the story.
It tells the story.
I mean, the music by itself, you may say, okay, that's nice, but once you involve the music with the story.
Yes. The seating's comfortable, and I got to tell you, you can dance in our aisles. Unlike, I do love the King Center, and you know I'm at the King Center too, so, but I can tell you I'd much rather see a concert at the auditorium, because you can actually get out of your seat and dance. You cannot do that at the King Center. You know, you're concaved, and you can hear great from anywhere. You can see great from anywhere.
Well, we're going to be doing a sailor's hornpipe. That we're going to get the
what
audience
is a
involved.
Sailor's hornpipe? So, now, were you a Pirates in the Caribbean guy, Danny?
No, not really.
Johnny
but
Depp
I have,
and the whole.
I have seen,
okay.
Seen them.
So, the other thing is you've got some strange instruments. That you got anything different this time? And let me give you an example, because you and I were talking about it earlier. One of my favorite places to go is Epcot and Germany. You and I both love Germany. And they've got that long, weird horn.
Yeah, those alpine horns.
Them are so cool.
Well, they are.
Now, do you ever have stuff like that?
No, we haven't had anything
like
that.
Oh, that would be cool.
Well, I was talking about the last concert. One of the pieces had a zither part that we wound up.
What the heck's a zither?
We wound up, the closest thing. Remember when we were kids and they had those auto harps in school? They sat and you could strum them and press different keys down.
Oh, that's pretty cool, yeah.
The zither's sort of like that.
Okay.
We didn't have a zither, so we put it on mandolin. The beginning of that, we had one of the violin players play the solo on mandolin.
I like a harp.
That
I'm
was
weird.
You know, I would love to have a harp player because, 90% of the orchestra stuff, we do have a harp part.
And we have them sometimes at the wedding shows. So there's a harp player in town. If I'm not mistaken, I think Char Good can play a harp. I could be wrong.
Char Good. You mean Charlene Good, who used to be
in
my orchestra?
That used to be your
orchestra? No, she's,
I love Char.
Oh, she's great. My sister and brother-in-law were down, and They were in some restaurant, and they just really enjoyed hearing her play. And she went up and she introduced herself. She said, "My brother's Mark Nelson." And her father, who's like a roadie for her, said, "Mark Nelson." And she said, "Mark Nelson." You know, her brother plays a mean violin also. Her brother,
see, he does. And I've actually seen both of them, the whole family, actually. Yeah. I've seen the band.
No, that's
the
a
band.
Great family. They were so supportive when I was there. She started to get into the 20s jazz type thing. My last couple of years at Satellite, we did like a decades thing with the history department.
That's so cool, though.
Yeah, but she's doing great stuff in Brevard County.
She is, and she's over at Cuisine on Fridays. I'll give her a big shout out there. We have some.
I wish she had the time to play an orchestra for me. Rehearsals on Thursday nights. But I'm sure she's got a gig somewhere on Thursday nights.
I'll just bet she would. So here's some things going on in town, though. First of all, you know, we can be here every Tuesday because Melbourne Seafood pays for us to be here and does the show. They're all month, the whole month of May, they're doing BOGO oysters. They still have their under $10 lunch. Great value for your money.
All month of May, BOGO oysters?
The whole month of May is BOGO oysters at all of their locations. You know there's a Melbourne Seafood near you. You can always go to my personal Kim Meredith Facebook page, and it'll tell you where to find a Melbourne Seafood, and it's got a copy of the menu on there before they kick me off that one. And but always, please go into Melbourne Seafood. Tell them that what's cooking in the 321. That you heard about us here, and you never know. They might give you an extra oyster or something.
Ooh.
So we've got, this is something new for me. I know last time they did it at the Grand Manor, but this time it's at the Front Street. They're billing it as the biggest 80s party in Brevard. And I want to just bring this up. Because I'm doing all the alcohol for it. I don't know if you guys it was 3 weeks ago, we had one of the hottest DJs in time, Michael Van Ness. Have you worked with him?
I have not.
I have to tell you, he is fun and exciting, and we just did, this Saturday, we did a 3K run at the college, and he was out there, and we never know that they've booked us both at the same time. So he looks over and he goes, "City Bistro, me and my old," you know, and I somebody that I love playing, but he's going to be doing the music for this event. I'm sorry, Mark, talk for 1 second because I want to pull
so
this.
You're searching
up
through your phone for this.
I am searching because I just accidentally put it off. Okay, here we go.
Okay, but are we going to talk about places for Cinco de Mayo when that comes up too? I mean, it's going to be here.
So.
Like, what restaurants are you looking at? Maybe
you know,
going
Meg
to?
O'Malley's is always doing the Cinco de Mayo. And they're not even Mexican.
Right.
But there's a place right now on O'Galley. It used to be the Senior Locos, which is, what is that crazy? Cazadoras. It's so good. I think I'm doing it there, Mark. I think Sunday.
My gosh.
I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to be in Mexican Village.
They have this super burrito that I took a picture of it, and I put my hand next to it because it was twice the size of my hand.
And it's different than any other Mexican restaurant here. It truly is.
Very,
it's,
very authentic, I felt.
It's very, very different.
They've redone they redid the whole inside. It's very attractive. Their margaritas are pretty killer.
It is. So skipping around, and I apologize for doing that. I'm going to raise my hand on you here, Mark. There's a company, and it's called She Is Art Photography. That's who's doing these parties. She did a party last time at Grand Manor, went well. But She Is Art Photography is hosting the third annual Adults Only Prom. This year is 80s theme. Come dressed as your favorite 80s character or in an 80s prom dress. The photo ops are endless, featuring Space Coast DJ Michael Van Ness, my fave Michael. Flamingo flossing. That's a new one on me, you guys, even though I'm from the 80s. Flamingo flossing with 80s flavor cotton candy. Who knows? Let's see. Professional photography and videographer. They're going to have photo booth and video booth along with professional photographer and videographer. Come have a great time with dance competition and prizes. Tickets are only $50. They're
$50. Where will it be?
This is going to be at the Front Street. This is on, and let me just pull it up here so I give you the right information. This is the says Party of the Year.
That little municipal building there on Front Street down?
It's the Front Street. It's one of our places. The city, Front Street. Yep, right there by the boat docks. Mm-hmm. Cash Bar, that's me. Snacks and non-alcoholic beverages are also included. This is Space Coast Weddings is doing the music. There is contests, prizes, goodie bags. Come dressed in 80s attire, and that is on the 24th. So that could be a really, really good time. So check that out. Also, we've got a couple more things. Space Coast Harley, you know, are you a biker, a bike kind of person?
Well, I've always wanted to be.
You also wanted to be.
Hasn't everybody always wanted to be?
So
you know, we all...
here's a FYI. Danny, you know, we always like to say we like to tell our listeners one thing they maybe didn't know. Did you know that if you want to look at a new Harley that they will fly you here?
Seriously.
Listen, we'll fly you here to look at a bike. Don't live here. We'll fly you here.
Really?
They have parties. The Harley-Davidson, when I talk about the Harley-Davidson, I'm going to tell you where they're at. 1440 Sportsman Lane, Northeast Palm Bay. Right. I think we all know where that big Harley-Davidson.
You'll see it from the highway.
You know, you see the Bass Pro Shop. Mm-hmm. There's now a trampoline place there that's fun for the kids. You can put the kids in there, and then you can go have fun. Because every Sunday, Fun Day Sundays at Harley-Davidson, 1 p.m., in their parking lot. And if it runs over into that lot next to them, which is actually a pretty big lot, they've had big concerts there, actually. Lots of stuff going on. You can check their Facebook page. It is, let's see here. It is the final days to enter their Triple Play Days and Space Coast Harley. So please go to Space Coast Harley. Check out their Facebook page. Shop more than 900-plus Harleys. And Sunday fun days at the Harley Davidson. Have you been there yet, Danny?
I haven't been to the Harley place.
Check
but I've
it
been
out.
What's involved in their fun days?
So they always have a band, live bands. There's always some kind of food trucks out there and something like that. We're going to be really catching up and watching Harley Davidson and the because that is a upcoming place. They don't charge for parking. You know, everywhere charges you. You know, concert's only $20. Yeah, but it's $30 to park.
Right.
It's like, give me a break. Just let us park.
Well, wait a minute. We went to see La Traviata over in Tampa.
Okay.
Paxton had never been to an opera, so Noel and I wanted to make sure that he got to see an opera. Well, we stayed at the Marriott that night, and it's $45 to park. Or you can go walk 2 blocks away to the parking garage, which would be $43.
Yeah.
I mean.
So I found that you might as well always Valley Park because it's only a $5 difference.
Right.
Gaylord Palms, $5. It's I think it was $35 or $40. Then you can run to get my car.
It used to be that you go to if you went to a hotel, you got to park there. Now if you go to a hotel, you got to pay for parking.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Let me tell you something crazy. I ate at the Jungle. Have you ever ate at the Jungle?
Where?
It's a healthy place to eat. They have kombucha, yuck, but
on A1A there.
A1A, yes.
Yeah, okay, I know.
There's a Domino, not a Domino's. It's a Papa John's, and there's a little plaza.
Area,
there used to be a cool little.
It's right before you get to. It's right north of Bunkies.
Yes, right north of Bunkies. There used to be a cool little vintage record store in there.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, we ate at the Jungle, and you know, what's my thing? I don't trash restaurants on the air, Danny. I gotta say this. I gotta put this out there for all my listeners. Okay. What's cooking in the 3-2-1? Here you go. Here comes my hate mail, which gets me so many great ratings. I love when I do this once in a while. So we ate dinner there, and it was good. I love the Jungle's food, grass-fed burgers and great salads, and you feel like you're leaving there. You ate a healthy meal. So, okay, not knocking the food. Soups are awesome. The little server came over, and the machine wasn't working for credit cards and all that. And when it comes up, it starts the tipping thing. There's no longer 15 and 18. Those days are over, okay? It's starting 22, 25, 30, and whatever. Okay, I'm trying to hit the button. I'm tipping 22%. I wasn't high maintenance tonight. I'm being cheap tonight. It was just a little dinner. All right, I'm tipping the 22%, but it wouldn't go in. And the server actually said to me, don't worry about it. We don't get the tips anyways.
What?
The owner takes the tips.
How could that be? Is that
legal? Well, it is, but is it right? And how do they do that? Could you imagine me taking my server's tips?
No.
So I didn't leave a tip. I said, could I please give you money? Like, can I put it on your car? Can I put it on your windshield? No, we make the $13 an hour, and if our tips are really great, they might give us like a raise or something. So I said, you've got to be kidding me. So I did reach out to them, because you know I'm not going to say anything on there. You know I've never said anything about it without reaching out and saying, no comment. So if you're eating there, Danny, what are you doing?
I'm not
going to
eat there, period.
So no, because it's good food. It's good food.
You said food. You asked me, have I been out anywhere to eat? And I just remembered that we have been.
Okay. To the jungle?
No, but
did
but
you
started talking about food, and I got hungry.
Tip?
I'm going, where did I eat? I did eat somewhere. We ate somewhere. It was late. We ate somewhere, someplace I had never been.
What was it?
Ember and Oak.
Oh, that's supposed to be fabulous. Oh, I haven't been there yet. Well, I hope their servers get tips. I hope the owner doesn't take the tips.
Well, the servers deserve tips. The servers are amazing.
I heard it's awesome. And you know what? How was the music? How was the background music?
We got in there at 9 o'clock at night. You could not hear any.
Okay, so let me just ask you this.
But, I mean, it would have been nice for the ambiance because it's a nice place. You know, it's funny. We went to Dance Prelude, the dance group that has danced with the orchestra.
Okay.
That they've been on the stage. Mm-hmm. They were doing a show at the Gleason Auditorium in Palm Bay. So now we're looking for some place to eat. And the reason I pulled in, there happened to be a parking place on a Saturday night. No, that's the only reason. There's a parking place right in front. I said, let's go to Ember and Oak. My daughter's gone there. She says it's great. We were not disappointed at all.
Okay, so now, what's cooking in the 3-2-1 with Kim and Mark today? Here's Kim's and Mark's restaurant review, because Kim has not been there, okay? Talking as a third party. Sorry, guys. All right, I want to go there, but I'm cheap.
It's pricey.
Everybody knows I'm Karen Crocker, and I'm cheap.
It's pricey.
And the reason is because I really don't eat a whole meal. So I don't want to pay for a whole meal because I don't eat a whole meal. I take 3 bites of something and I'm done. Okay, so I heard it's very pricey. Is it very pricey, Mark?
It's very pricey. Now,
is it worth the food? Is it worth it? Because everybody says it is.
See, that's me. If it's quality in every respect, the experience, if the experience is quality mm-hmm. and the food is quality, I mean, it's not something where I'm going to go out once a week there, obviously.
Yeah.
But I thought it was wonderful. And yes, so it was expensive, and it was wonderful.
What did you have?
They put some of their meals in what's called a board. And so,
I heard that.
Right. So Noah and I had the board.
They do charcuterie boards also,
right,
I know.
But for our main meal, it was 14-ounce prime rib. And on the board came with a cream spinach.
And when you say a board, it's actually like
it's
a cutting board.
It's actually a cutting board.
Okay. Because I've seen pictures, and that's what it looked like. But it was fabulous.
With the vegetable. I mean, oh, my gosh, it was
fabulous.
Was
it hot on this board? Was the food hot?
The food was still hot,
Okay.
And Paxton ordered a different steak thing. But the meat just melted in your mouth.
So
let me ask you
what I can't get past looking at that. There's a trailer. Here's this place that's supposed to be the Menines, right? And there's a trailer. Like a food trailer in the front of it.
No, but that's not, has nothing. I thought, so
you. Is that weird?
There's that big open court.
Yes.
Right?
Which is inviting looking.
Right.
Except for that trailer.
Okay, well, somebody, two gentlemen came in after we were seated and they said, can we sit out there? And they said, well, no, that's not our restaurant. That's that.
Oh, wow.
That's not ours.
Oh, see? FYI here again on what's cooking in the 3-2-1.
Because I was going to say, oh, yeah, I'd like to sit out there also. She said, no, that's not ours out there.
But you don't remember.
But you can see somebody cooking in the trailer.
You don't remember the music.
No, the music wasn't.
So see, we're going to go out and we're going to spend time on this outside music.
But let me tell you something. The food was amazing.
I heard that. So I got to put that on my to check out list. He's giving me a five. This is a big warning now, a five-finger warning, okay, Danny is, and because he knows that I haven't said all that I have to say today because here in the Space Coast at the on May 11th, 4 p.m., we've got the Fred Poppy Regional Park. We've got the Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Celebration, and that's going to be a big one. Also on May 15th, Swingtime Battle of the Bands. No. Let me say that right. Mark, you say that one, would you? Help me there, Mark. It's a
Swingtime
Battle of the Bands.
The name of the title of their concert is Battle of the Bands. Swingtime is not in a Battle of the Bands.
Right. May 15th, Swingtime Battle of the Bands is going to be at our place at the Melbourne Auditorium. On May 16th and 19th, we've got Thunder on Cocoa Beach. It's their 15th year. I got to tell you guys, I've gone to this. It's spectacular. Rain or not, get the poncho, get the umbrella. It is the Space Coast Super Boat Grand Prix, and I have to tell you, it's cool. It's loud. It's cool. And if you have not been to Cocoa Beach for Thunder, it is absolutely, there's a reason it's been there 15 years. It's 4 days and nights of parties and boat racing. On May 18th and 19th, we have the Space Coast Burger Battle, family-friendly food, festival, and craft fair. That's at Wickham Park. Saturday is 12 to 8. Sunday is 11 to 6. I will get this stuff all up on my Facebook page, my personal one, sorry, Kim Meredith, so that you can see these things. Also, I want to put a big shout-out. I bought a new Lincoln last Monday.
Oh,
I got me one of the space ones where you get inside and it's like, it even comes up constellation where you can see the stars and the sides are, it's electric half the time. I don't know how to push any of the buttons, but I'm sending mad love out to Josh and Kyle at the Lincoln of Melbourne. I'm going to put their info also up on the Facebook page because they set me up in a brand new Lincoln 24. It had 3 miles on it and it drives like a dream. Everybody that gets in it, even my kids go, wow, this is cool. I got in the car and cried, you guys, because I'm a big girl now. My brother Keith, he just happened to call and he goes, what is the matter? Why are you crying? And I'm like, it's my first car. It's my first new car. And he goes, you've had new cars your whole life. And I go, I said, Dad bought them for me. I said, in all these years, that's the first time I've bought my own car. And I went by myself. Took my new friend and picked it out, but I went back and by myself did all the deals. I did send it, of course, off to my brother before. Had to send it to Scott to check the numbers. And my new nephew, Aza, did his little A-plan pricing. And so I got that great price from Ford's that Ford's gives you on a Lincoln. And nice. I'm sporting. Mark, I'm sporting.
Well, you know something?
I'm dating. I'm sporting.
You got your Cougar
Let's
outfit
bang.
On and, you know, you got your... Your new
my
car.
High tops. My
wait
high tops. Danny, it's brutal today.
When you get in that car with your gentleman, do the doors lock automatically?
You know what? Let me tell you, and you can't get out. You can't get
That's
away
it.
From Kim.
That's right.
You're stuck
That's
in
right.
there. Listen, Mark, I can't thank you enough. It's always fun when you come on the show. Every Tuesday before orchestra, we're
Absolutely.
Coming back. We're
I'm
gonna
here.
Talk about the shows. Danny is now giving us the finger.
Right.
Like
I'm,
he does.
That's not the finger that I'm used to seeing.
Danny, do you have anything happening? Anything going on the YouTube or anything you want to say, the station or anything? We'll give you 10 seconds of this minute.
My YouTube fishing show is back up and running the way it should now. So take a look at it. Space Coast Fishing Show on YouTube.
There you go. You heard it here on What's Cooking in the 321. Mark, closing arguments. Closing rants.
Arguments.
You got a rant?
Well, not a rant, but just another throw in. Remember, dead men tell no tales.
Dead men tell no tales.
And the way to
tales.
Find out is by coming tomorrow and Thursday,
and
7 o'clock.
And please come. Everybody, just check it out. It, you know what? You're not going to not like it, and it's going to be a great meal, decent food, great price.
I like it when I hear a couple of people last concert said, oh, I heard it on the 321. I've never been
I
here
know.
Before.
I know. Oh, my gosh. We
that
have a
cool.
lot of people. And I will get this stuff up on my personal Facebook page because I'm still in Facebook jail on my,
Promise
on my
you
other
will
one.
Like the show. So
Absolutely.
Come out and see
you guys, thanks for listening. And
thanks for the invite.
Mark, thank you. And from What's Cooking in the 321, I'm Kim. I'm out. Thank you.